Hello again, this is World Pastor Tony Alamo. This is program 779. If you'd like to have a copy of it, Sharon will tell you how at the end of the program to receive one. Just let us know whether you want a CD or an audio tape. They're free of charge, including the postage and handling. We're paying for that as well. Yeah, we have music, letters, and I'm continuing on in the 8th chapter of the book of Proverbs, and using other scriptures from 1 Corinthians and so on and so forth, 2 Corinthians. But right now, let's pray, Lord, that you continue anointing me as you have in the past. Lord, rebuke every satanic spirit, every evil, demonic spirit. Bind everyone that is demonic as I preach your word. The word binds Satan. The word that created heaven and earth is the same word that we can use to create good environments for ourselves. Lord, when we feel the enemy coming to us with temptations, we are able to speak the word to Satan and to the temptation, and it will go away so long as we flee from the very appearance of temptation, from the very appearance of evil. Temptations are evil, and we need to flee from all evil, flee from temptations. Lord, we ask that you open every heart, every spirit out in Radio Land, that souls may be saved, and the church strengthened. Lord, we ask that you rebuke the devourer for our sakes and for the whole church. Heal those in the body of Christ throughout the world. Deliver them. Let them speak to their different problems, to their temptations, to their persecutions. And Lord, answer their prayers that these things and all the problems that they have will go away instantly. In Jesus' mighty name I pray, and everyone says amen.
Amen.
All right, here is a song that I've sang with our choir and orchestra. I'll Walk with God. It's a Joe Leahy arrangement.
I'll walk with God from this day on. His helping I'll lean upon. This is my prayer, my humble plea. May the Lord be ever with me. There is no death, eyes grow dim. There is no fear when I'm near to Him. I'll lean on Him forever, and He I say.
choir than that in my whole life. These people were all, Sue and I won every one of them from off the streets of Hollywood, California, and most of them had never had any vocal training. The musicians, most of them never had any training at all, and they just sound like angels. I've never heard a choir sound so touching and so real in my life. And we have the Hollywood Choir and also H.B. Barnum's Life Choir. They're very good, but I mean, these people were just wonderful, absolutely wonderful. Okay, now I've got some more scriptures to read from the 8th chapter of the book, Proverbs. And I believe I was, what verse was it, 7?
Yes.
For my mouth shall speak truth. Now, the New World Order does not speak any truth whatsoever. They tell you it's all right to look at the movies and see what the movies are telling you to do. You know, they brainwash through pictures and repetition of fallacy. And pretty soon you start believing to live your life like Frankie Avalon does in the movies, and all these fornicators and adulterers and all walking down the beach with, you know, all these young girls and so on. Unsaved, nothing to do, no worries whatsoever. But I believe that people, now that they know that Jesus is coming back to earth again, I want you to know the truth, because the truth will set you free from all these lies that the New World Order has taught you and democracy has taught you. They're trying to make democracy look as though it's a wonderful thing, but really it's a satanic dictatorship. Because what democracy is telling us to do is that all religions should be under one roof, that we should never resist religions, no matter what, that we must honor them all, even though they're all wrong. See, we don't preach religion over here. We preach salvation. Salvation is of the Lord, but religion is of the devil. And so religion is wrong. And we cannot, and the Lord commands us to not be involved with any other than the Word of God, which is salvation. He said you must be born again, and the other religions don't teach you that. And so we're teaching you the truth. For my mouth shall speak truth. Well, truth is also Jesus. Jesus said, I am the way to the kingdom of heaven, and I am the truth. There is no other truth in the entire world but Jesus. You say, there is truth. No, there isn't. Jesus is the only way, truth, and life. No man can enter into the kingdom of heaven. No man can see God except through Christ, through the Word of God. Christ is the Word of God. So, my mouth shall speak Jesus, truth. And wickedness, which is religion, is an abomination to my lips. I will not let any religion influence me. I will not let Satan influence me with his New World Order or his democracy. Democracy, you know, when you hear it, I always went for a democracy too. Of the people, by the people, for the people. But when I realized, I come to the truth, that the whole world was destroyed by God because they were all wrong. So they say the majority is right. Well, the majority has never been right. They've always been wrong. When God destroyed the world by water, they were all wrong with the exception of 8 souls. Noah, his wife, his 3 boys, and their wives, and all the rest of the people on earth died. Well, it's going to be very, very few people saved from the big fire that's coming. Now, there's a big fire coming to burn up all the people that believe that you can fornicate and that you can commit adultery. All fornicators shall spend eternity in the lake of fire, the Bible says. Okay, so we're going to read here. It says, my lips, there's no abomination in them whatsoever. But the lips of the people today are idolaters. They idolize the whore of Revelation in Rome, the city of the seven hills or mountains, and they idolize Satan, who gives Rome its power, and they idolize the beast, which is the one world government, or the United Nations, which is run by the Pope as well. Verse 8, all the words of my mouth are in righteousness, that are the right things to say. All the New World Order's words are evil and they're wrong. There is nothing froward or perverse in them, in my words, the Lord says. Okay, now I change the page here. Verse 9. They are all plain to him that understands, that has understanding, that has Christ. They're plain to if you're of the Lord, but if you're not of the Lord, they are an abomination to you. They make you angry. And write to them that find Jesus. They find knowledge. Jesus is knowledge and wisdom and power. Verse 10, receive my instruction and not silver. Well, you know, all money is made out of leaves or wood. Paper comes from wood and paper comes from leaves. That's the pulp. Now, we're never to have leaves or wood as our God, are we?
No.
Well, you look at your paper dollar bills or $100 bills, and they're all made out of wood. And so the Bible says that you're not to have wood or, for that matter, silver. God made all the silver. All the silver and gold in the world belongs to him. As a matter of fact, he has so much gold that heaven is made up of it. The streets are made of it. The houses are made of gold. And so, receive my instruction and not wood or leaves, silver or gold, and knowledge rather than choice gold. Because gold cannot be your God. Gold and silver and paper and leaves and wood cannot lead you into the kingdom of heaven, can they?
No.
Are they your instructors?
No.
Well, that's what the one world government wants you to believe, is that gold and silver and paper and leaves and wood are your leaders. But for me, I love God's words. For wisdom, in other words, Jesus is better than rubies and all. See, rubies just come out of the dirt. Jesus didn't come out of dirt. He was born like we are. But not of fornication. He was begotten by the Holy Spirit. And all the things that may be desired are not to be compared to what? Wisdom. And Jesus is all the wisdom of God. Why is Jesus wisdom? Because that's the way to be saved, through Christ. There's nothing in this world that can save your soul but wisdom, Jesus. Jesus is the only one that has salvation in him. Now, the Word of God is Jesus also. And when God spoke the Word, he spoke Jesus. Jesus is the one that created everything. It was the Word, Jesus, that created all things, including all the fowls of the air, all the fish in the sea, all the cattle and all the bugs and worms and everything else that have breath in them, they were made by the Word of God. Everything was made by the Word of God. And so even rubies and diamonds and gold and silver was made by the Word. And so there's nothing to be compared to wisdom, Jesus. Because he's the maker of all things. And money is made out of wood and leaves and compost and things like that. And so it's nothing but some of God's creations. But God's creations are not to be worshipped. God, the creator of everything, is to be worshipped. And his word is to be worshipped. His son, Christ Jesus, is the word. And Jesus said, I, wisdom, or I, Jesus, dwell with prudence and find out knowledge of witty inventions. Verse 13, the fear of the Lord is to hate evil. Well, you know, the world, the one, a new world order says, you're not supposed to have hate. Hate, you have to go to hate management school. Why should I when the Lord tells me to hate evil? Amen?
Amen.
And what is evil? You know, it's like this guy running for president. He just says, oh, God, they say I'm going to go and meet Tony Alamo, the evangelist. No, make sure that they tell him that you get it straight with the news media that I'm not going to see him. I'm going to see a man that runs a gambling casino, somebody that has got some prestige in this world. Well, we don't have any prestige in this world because we ministers are not of the world. We're just passing through. We're just visiting this earth because the Lord sent us here to preach the word and to tell you what wickedness is. Wickedness is to not hate evil. But you people love, you flock to Las Vegas, to those casinos, which is evil. Because many of you, you don't feed your wives and your children. And therefore, that's evil. The Bible says that you're worse than an infidel. If you don't feed, you won't take care of your wife and your children. So he says, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. The fear of the Lord is wisdom. And the fear of the Lord is to hate evil. That's wisdom, is to hate evil. So if you don't have any wisdom, you don't hate evil. You just get involved with it all the day long. You love to fornicate, even though God's word says that you're going to go to hell for fornicating in the lake of fire. You're going to be there forever and forever. And you know, forever is forever. Now, pride is the same as blasphemy of the Holy Spirit. I've been teaching you that. Pride and arrogancy and the evil way and the froward mouth do I, Jesus, hate. I hate people like that, are full of pride and arrogancy and the evil way. Now, these people running for president, they want to protect their reputation. They want nothing to do with people that are truly preaching the gospel. That's why, because to me, all they are is souls. They don't have any wisdom, knowledge, or understanding, or they wouldn't be running for president. And they wouldn't be, if they had any integrity whatsoever, they wouldn't be the Pope's puppets. I wouldn't be a puppet for anybody except God. Okay? I'm God's puppet. Wherever he wants me to go, I go. Whatever he wants me to do, I do. And for a good reason, I don't want to go to hell. Now, you don't care whether you go to hell or not. That's why you're full of pride. Pride means that you're full, that you figure your way is more powerful than God's way. In other words, you think that you're as good or better than God because you don't do what he says. And so you're full of pride and arrogancy. I did it my way. Well, but, you know, Frank had to meet God. He did saying, I did it my way. Well, wasn't that something? I wonder if he started doing a lot of explaining. Well, you know, Lord, it was just a song, you know. And I thought it was a commercial because everybody likes to do things their way. But the Lord said, I do it, you're supposed to do it my way, not your way or anybody else's way. And the evil way and the froward mouth, do I, God, hate? Verse 14, counsel is mine and sound Jesus. Counsel is mine and sound wisdom. Jesus is the wisdom of God, and he's the only sound wisdom in the whole universe. I am understanding, Jesus says. I have strength. Well, he's the only one that has the power to save your soul. He's the only one that can fight Satan off, or he's the only one that can heal you. Well, you say, my doctor healed me. you must have not been that sick. And if God wanted you to live, then he might have let you live. For the reason to receive these words of wisdom of Jesus. Verse 15, by me kings reign, and princes decree justice. So a lot of kings and in this world, secular kings and presidents, they think that means them. No, God said that he made us a nation of kings, we that are born again of the Spirit. We're the kings, and we reign here on this earth. Jesus reigns. He's the one that's reigning over the entire universe. And princes, he made us princes, kings, and we reign, he made us to reign, and we decree justice. Ungodly kings don't reign justice. They don't reign in justice, R-E-I-G-N, and princes decree justice. No, only those of us that have the wisdom, which is Jesus, the knowledge and understanding, which is Jesus, only we have the, we reign. God called me to reign over the entire earth. He put Adam and Eve here to reign over the world, but when they listened to Satan, which is the same thing as the New World Order, they lost their reign over the world. Now Satan reigns, and God sent those of us who are born again of the Spirit, Christians, filled with the Holy Spirit, and filled with, which is the Word of God. The Word of God is the Holy Spirit, and it is life. Sent us into the world to reconcile all those that have fallen away from the Lord back to God. He sent us in the world to get you back to God and stop listening to the New World Order and all these federal agents and the presidents and that are run by the Pope. Verse 16, by me princes rule and nobles even all the judges of the earth. Well, the Lord said that we're not to judge with our own judgment, but we who are born again of the Spirit that know the Word of God are to judge all things by His Word. So we're the judges of the world as well. By me princes rule. Well, we are the kings and priests and princes, rule and nobles. We're nobility of God. Those people that are supposed to be noble, they're not noble at all. They're not even saved. Even all the judges of the earth. Well, there aren't. We are the judges of the earth, those of us that judge by the way that God judges. He doesn't say that unjust judges are his judges. Verse 17, I, Jesus, love them that love me. I, wisdom, love them that love me. I, Jesus, love them that love me. I, understanding, love them that love me. I, God, love them that love me. And those that seek me early shall find me. It's a promise from God. Verse 18, riches and honor are with me, Jesus. Not the New World Order, not Satan, but riches and honor are with me, Jesus. Wisdom, knowledge, understanding, the Word. Yea, durable riches, riches that last forever, and righteousness. Verse 19, my fruit, Jesus said, is better than gold. The things that you will get by loving me and clinging to me are far more precious than gold. Yea, than fine gold in my revenue, than choice silver. Verse 20, I, Jesus, lead in the way of righteousness. In the midst of the paths of judgment. I'm in the midst of all good judgment. Now, the judgment of these judges today are wicked. And these prosecuting attorneys, they gather together all kinds of false witnesses to get me in the prison. Well, they can do that to me. They can do it to you. And the Lord let me know how true His word is, because they're evil, they're wicked, they're not just, they're not the judges of this earth, and I found that out. Okay, verse 21. That I may cause those that love me, Jesus, to inherit substance, and I will fill their treasures. Verse 22. But we're not to lay up treasures for this world, where, dollar bills and $100 bills and all those, they get corrupted. In the book of James, it says, how, O you rich man, because your gold and silver get cankered. Everything is going to get rusty and cankered here in this world. But the Lord's word is going to stand forever. The Lord, verse 22, possessed me in the beginning of His way, before His works of old. Verse 23. I was set up from everlasting, from the beginning, or ever the earth was. So Jesus was, He didn't just come into being when He was born in a manger in Bethlehem, but He was forever, from the beginning, or ever the earth, before the earth was. I was set up from everlasting. I'm the beginning and the end, the first and the last, the Alpha, the Omega, the A to Z. Verse 24. When there were no depths, I was brought forth. Well, why was He brought forth? Because God separated. He used Jesus. Jesus used Himself. Jesus is God, to make everything in the universe. There are literally billions of galaxies, billions of worlds throughout the entire universe. So He was brought forth when there were no depths. I was brought forth when there were no fountains abounding with water. Verse 25, before the mountains were set up or settled, before the hills was I brought forth. I was brought forth to create them. I was brought forth to create heavens, earth, the galaxies, billions of them. And I was brought forth to create everything in heaven and on earth, and to create the fowls of the air, the fish of the sea, the beasts of the land, and all living things. And all vegetables, there's all kinds of kingdoms. There's the bird kingdom, the fish kingdom, there's the kingdom of beasts, and they all have a kingdom, and God created all these kingdoms. And then human beings. While as yet He had not made the earth, nor the fields, nor the highest part of the dust of the world. So a lot of people are saying today that we go back trillions of years. That isn't so. The Bible has a correct record of all creation. And if you don't believe God, of course you're going to believe the devil. They keep saying it's billions of years or 10,000 years. It's 6,000 years, and we're in the seventh millennium right now. Either you believe these crazies that think that, and those that are proud, that God hates, and those full of arrogancy to say that the word of God is not true, but what we say is true. Anyway, that'd be that stupid to believe people rather than God. You're crazy. Before the hills was, I brought was brought forth. Verse 26. While as yet He had not made the earth, nor the fields, nor the highest part of the dust of the world. I was brought forth to create them all. And darkness was upon the face of the deep. And God said, let there be light. And there was light. But here there were no sun, moon, or stars. And yet there was light. Well, for years, scientists tried to prove that there was light, that the light comes from the sun, the moon, and the stars. And they found out that it doesn't. The light is, there's a separation between light and darkness. And then there is the light of the sun, the moon, and the stars. And so God's word always proves to be right. When he prepared the heavens, I was there because I'm the one that did it. It says that God prepared the heavens by bringing me forth. The word of God did it. And I am the word of God, Jesus said. When he set a compass upon the face of the depths, he was there. Verse 28, when he established the clouds above, when he strengthened the fountains of the deep. In the beginning was the Word was with God, and the Word was God. So when he says he, that's the Word of God, which is Jesus also. Jesus is God. Then he became a man. God became a man. It says, in the beginning was the Word was with God, and the Word was God, and the Word, verse 14 in first chapter of John says that, and the Word became flesh, that God, and the Word was God, God, the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. Verse 29, when he gave to the sea his decree that the waters should not pass his commandment. Well, when the commandment came down that the world should be flooded, God gave the commandment for it. When he appointed the foundations of the earth, verse 30, then I was by him as one brought up with him, and I was daily his delight. In other words, God says, my word is my delight, rejoicing always before him. Verse 31, rejoicing in the habitable part of his earth. It's the Lord's earth, not Satan's earth, and it's not your earth either. It belongs to the Lord, all right?
Amen.
His earth. And my delights were with the sons of men. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son to those that who believe the word of God shall not perish. But they believe, they accept Jesus, the word of God, they shall not perish. Well, the word of God is the whole Bible from Genesis to Revelation. So if you love Jesus, then you love the entire Bible from Genesis to Revelation. Verse 32, now therefore, hearken unto me, O ye children, for blessed are they that keep my ways. In other words, my commandments. If you don't, you're not blessed, you're cursed. Okay? Hear instruction and be wise. Be like Jesus and refuse instruction. Don't refuse it, it says. Refuse it not. I change pages here. Verse 34. Blessed is the man that heareth me, wisdom, watching daily at my gates on a daily basis, every day. You're watching, waiting at the posts of my doors, waiting there in heaven. For whoso findeth me, findeth life. Immortal, eternal life in heaven, and shall obtain favor of the Lord. Do you know what it is to have favor of God? You wouldn't be starving anymore if you wouldn't have disease, sickness, infirmities, because the Lord our God has already healed us. Amen?
Amen.
Those of us that love him I love wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. In other words, love Jesus, the Word. Verse 36. But he that sinneth against me wrongeth his own soul. All they that hate me love death. Okay, so we say that hate the Lord, hate the Word of God. Well, let's hear some more instruction from the Word of God. 1 Corinthians 6:13. Meats for the belly and the belly for meats. You know, food and your belly is going to perish. But God shall destroy both it, the meat, the food, and it, and them. Now, the body is not for fornication. You idiots, you've received that down through the years to the point to where you think everything is fornication. That's sex, 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 sex. That's all that's in your brains. You can't get away from it. But the body, your body, is not for fornication, but for the Lord. Your body is for the Lord to live in and to do His commandments. Well, what are we going to do for sex? Get sex out of your mind, because it's not legal, with the exception of being married. And the Lord for the body. The Lord is for the body. The body is for the Lord, and the Lord is for the body. God made us in His likeness and image for Him to live in us by the Spirit. First Corinthians chapter 6:18. Now here's the wisdom, knowledge, and understanding of the Word. For flee fornication. Whenever you feel like fornicating or having sex, flee it. Get away from it. Every sin that a man does is without the body, is outside the body. If you get drunk, well, you know, you're drinking, you're doing it. But he that committeth fornication sins against his own body. You see these fornicators, they all are getting AIDS and all kinds of venereal diseases. And people say, we have to raise funds for it. Why should I raise funds for AIDS and things like that when people did that to themselves? I preach the gospel to them, and if they truly accept the Lord Jesus Christ, they'll be healed. I'm not going to go on any raising campaigns to try to make myself look like a big guy in front of all these fornicators and adulterers and homosexuals and lesbians, just to make me look like a big guy in front of you. I want to look like a big guy in front of the Lord, so therefore I just preach the gospel to you. First Corinthians 7:12. Nevertheless, to avoid fornication, let every man have his own wife, and let every woman have her own husband, because if she commits fornication, she is going to hell. You destroy your own soul and your own body. And you did it. And you knew these scriptures before. And God can't lie. These are the truth. Nevertheless, to avoid fornication, let every man have his own wife, and let every woman have her own husband. 1 Corinthians 7:9. But if they cannot contain, if they can't stop from fornicating, or they're having the desire to fornicate, let them marry, for it is better to marry than to burn in hell. Now, a bunch of false preachers are saying to burn in each side with lust. That isn't it, kids. So burn in hell and in the lake of fire. 1 Corinthians 10:8. This is the wisdom and knowledge of God. All those that love the wisdom and knowledge of God, all those that hate it, they love death. They love to go to hell and to the lake of fire. Neither let us commit fornication, 1 Corinthians 10:8, as some of them committed and fell in one day 23,000. So they wanted to have sex, so they fornicated, and God dropped them dead, 23,000 people, because they loved to have to fornicate. Well, we can't understand that. We have these desires. Well, if these desires are more powerful than your desire to go to heaven, well then go to hell! Okay? If your desire to commit the sin of adultery and fornication more than your desire to go to heaven, 2 Corinthians 12:21, and lest when I come again my God will humble me among you, and that I shall bewail many which have sinned already, sinned the sin of death, and have not repented of the uncleanness and fornication and lasciviousness which they have committed. Galatians 5:19-21. I'm teaching you wisdom, knowledge, and understanding of God. And all those that hate this love death. Quote, now the works of the flesh are made manifest, which are these: adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lasciviousness, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, variance. Now we can hate the Satan and all satanic things, but we're not to hate things that are of God. And some people lash out at people when they're preaching the gospel to them because they hate the word of God and they love the ways of this world. Hatred of God, variance, emulations, wrath against God, strife, seditions, incitements of resistance to or insurrection against God's lawful authority. So that's what seditions are. Incitement of resistance to or insurrection against God's lawful authority. They don't want God to be the authority over them. They lash out. They're evil and wicked in every respect. Heresies. Envyings. Murderers. Drunkenness, revilings, and such. There's drunkenness again that the world government says is a disease. Folks, it's not a disease. God would never send you to hell for a disease. But God will heal you if you let Him. Revilings and such like. Of the which I tell you before, as I have told you in time past, that they which do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. You cannot fornicate. You cannot have fornicated and get into heaven. Ephesians 5:3-5. Well, how do you expect, Tony, anyone to be saved? Because just everybody's done that. That's their problem. If they've heard these words before and they committed these things, they're in a lot of trouble. A lot of trouble. But fornication and all uncleanness, that's one of the most unclean things. Or covetousness. Let it not be once named among you as brethren or as become saints. Neither filthiness or foolish talking nor jesting, which are not convenient, but rather giving of thanks. For this ye know, that no whoremonger, nor unclean person, which are ladies, which are not really ladies, they're prostitutes, nor and filthy women, nor covetous man, who is an idolater, has any inheritance. You don't have any inheritance in the kingdom of Christ and of God. So forget it, all you people that believe in that. You're not going to be in heaven. You're not going to be in the kingdom of God, the Christ, or of God. Colossians 3:5-6. All you that hate these things, you love death. Therefore, mortify therefore your members which are upon the earth, your bodies. And the first one it lists is fornication. Fornication, having sex with one person after the other. And adultery. Uncleanness. Inordinate affection. Isn't wanting to have sex with people. The body's not for fornication, but having that, isn't that not uncleanness, inordinate affection, isn't it?
Yes.
Okay, evil concupiscence and covetousness, which is idolatry, for which things sake the wrath of God cometh on the children of disobedience. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 3. For this is the will of God, even your sanctification. In other words, separation from all that. That ye should abstain from fornication. Having sex and sex and sex with one person after the other. Or even one person other than your husband. Jude 7. Quote, even as Sodom and Gomorrah, and the cities about them, in like manner, giving themselves over to fornication. Let's have sex. Come on. I like the way you look. Come on. Let's get it on. And going after strange flesh. That's men with men and women with women. That's strange in the eyes of God. Homosexuals, lesbians, are set forth for an example, suffering the vengeance of eternal fire. Eternal fuego. Okay, so this is the wisdom, knowledge, and understanding of God, which is Jesus. And if you don't like this, then you hate Jesus. Don't you get it? Absolutely. All right, so now we get back into the Word, chapter 9. Wisdom has builded her high house. In other words, we are the house of God. So if you have the fear of the Lord, well, then you are building the house of God to live in. You're abstaining from all these things so God will live in you. And my time is up for that, but we have a couple letters here, and we might be able to do one, maybe two. Where is the first letter from?
From Nigeria.
Okay, let's hear it.
Dear beloved Pastor Lamo, may the Lord bless you and your ministries in Jesus' name. Amen. Once again, more blessings to you and your workers. We had tremendous miracles here through your booklets, newsletters, and Bibles. Beloved, just coming back from Cross River State, by the mercy of God, we established 3 branches there. I spent 2 months there with the brethren. Brother, the mighty hand of God passed through your newsletters and touched so many. Dear beloved Father in Christ, I'm back to request more of your newsletters, Bibles, and T-shirts for them down there. Please, we are in need of them. God bless you all as you do His word. Amen. Yours in Christ, Guy Emmanuel from Uyo, Nigeria, Africa.
Well, the Lord bless you as well. Everybody pray for them. Then what?
From Ghana, Africa.
Okay, let's hear as much as we can.
Dear Pastor Lamo, may the grace, peace, and mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ be multiplied unto you. Thank you for sending the wonderful literature written by Pastor Lamo. I've organized a crusade in our village and distributed your literature to so many people. As a result, many lives have been changed. Some people have turned from their idol worship and have accepted Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. Our church is located in a very remote area. I would like to solicit your help. We're in need of a generator, a set of drums, and the literature. We need more literature for distribution. Warmest regards to the entire body of Christ. Sincerely yours in Him, Pastor Andrew from Twifu Praso, Ghana, Africa.
Fornication is a part of idolatry because you idolize the way certain people look and you want to have sex with them. And then you go a step further, lust enters into your heart, and then you have fornication with them, and you've damned your own soul. Okay? And you think that you're going to think with your carnal brain, the kind of brain you have, out of being denied at the gates of heaven, you're going to be denied. There's no way to get out of it. Okay? You say, well, doesn't God forgive? He forgave you once, but He's not going to come and die again for you. Okay? He said, I was he that died, and I'm alive forevermore. I'm not coming back to die anymore. That's what he's saying. So, you know, just receive your fate. You that heard the word of God and then despised it and committed adultery. Okay, so idolatry is idolizing anyone other than the word of God, Christ. So much that you depart from worshiping the Lord and keeping his commandments. You hated his word, and so you committed fornication. You sold your soul for a moment of pleasure, or 5 minutes, or an hour, or whatever you did. All right, so it's time to accept Jesus. Now, once you accept Jesus, you have to stay with him. You can't live your own life anymore. You can't go to church and then commit adultery. This is not a Baptist church. And either is the Word of God. It's not Baptist. It's the Word of God. And it, if you hate it, if you don't keep it, there's no way out for you. You're going to hell. I'm not the kind of preacher that preaches people into heaven so I can be liked by humans. So, you know, you can have the strength, the wisdom of God, because Christ is the wisdom of God and the power of God. You can have his power to keep his commandments by accepting him. You say, well, I don't want to accept him if I can't have fornication. Well, then don't. Go to hell for all I care. I get the same reward for preaching the gospel to you whether you receive it or not. A lot of people have received it in this church and have gone to hell. And they think that if they stay here, they're going to heaven. That won't work. So say this prayer to the Lord so you can have his power. So you can say, I have the wisdom of God and have his power. But remember, don't sin any longer. Say to the Lord and my God, have mercy upon my soul, a sinner. I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God, and that he died on the cross and shed his precious blood for the forgiveness of all my former filthy sins. And I believe that you, Father God, raised Jesus from the dead by the power of the Holy Spirit. I open the door of my heart, and I invite you into my heart, wisdom, understanding, knowledge, and power. Lord Jesus, wash all my former filthy sins away in the precious blood that you shed for me. You will not turn me away, Lord Jesus. You will save my soul, I know, because your word says that all who call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Therefore, I know that you have heard me, and I know that you have answered me, and I know that I'm saved, and I thank you, Lord Jesus, for saving my soul. Now just raise your hands and praise and thank the Lord, and share and tell our radio audience how they can receive a copy of this program, number 779.
Go to alamoministries.com or write to Tony Alamo Christian Ministries, P.O. Box 6467, Texarkana, Texas, 75505, or call area code 479-782-7370. That's 479-782-7370, or fax to area code 479-782-7406.
All right, this is World Pastor Tony Alamo. You know, time is so short. Make sure you tune in tomorrow for another anointed message from God to show you how to stand against all the fornication and the things that you'd be tempted with. And, you know, I was just thinking how fast life goes. I heard that when I was a child, but I didn't realize that. I was just a child yesterday, it seemed like. And here I am, I'll be 74 in September, this another month from now. And soon I'll be beyond the sunset. The Lord says I'll live another 40 years if I eat right and I exercise and keep doing his word. And here's a song that I sang with our choir and orchestra called Beyond the Sunset.
Done.
sunset. No clouds will get me. No storms will threaten. No fears annoy. Oh, day of gladness. Oh, day unending. Beyond the sunset, eternal joy.
Beyond the sunset.